You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today on Cool Again, segment number one, we're talking Ballon d'Or. We're talking about Messi winning it. We're talking about Carly Lloyd winning it. And we're also talking about some comments that one of her trainer made. Who's the pinup girl? Who's the Anna Kournikova of women's soccer?
On segment number two, we're talking MLS and U.S. men's national team. We're talking LAFC. Will Ferrell is one of the owners of LAFC. Comedy and soccer unite. We're talking about spankings in Philadelphia. And we're also talking about Kyrie and Mix and Grabavoy.
Segment number three, you're going to find out who I am. We're going to talk about the FA Cup. We're going to talk about sleeping Manchester United fans, MIA, and Kobe Bryant. So stick around for that.
We're the Cooligans.
Hi, this is Kyrie Shelton from New York City FC, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Hi, I'm RJ Allen for New York City Football Club, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
This is Ian Joy, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Yeah, Cooligans, thank you so much for listening. I'm Alexis.
Welcome to the show. I am Christian.
Yeah, oh man, there's so much to talk about. You didn't say anything.
I did not.
Perfect. There's so much to talk about, and then silence.
And that's it.
That was it.
Yeah.
You guys got it all.
Yeah, we still haven't figured out a way to start this podcast.
I mean, I think we have, and it's by being perfect, which is exactly what we are. Which I guess we could also say about Messi.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, won another Ballon d'Or.
I mean, let's not just say he's a human being. He must have flaws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of them is that he lives during the same time as Cristiano Ronaldo, because everything they do is about the two of them. Who's going to win? Which one is this? Which one is that?
I mean, we can easily say that, you know, I guess they're arch enemies. They are.
I mean, whether they want to be or not, you know, they didn't vote for each other.
Is that is this
official?
Like, is this like, oh no, like, ooh, oh, you didn't vote for me.
Girl?
It's like, who voted for prom king?
Queen? They didn't vote for each other. I mean, you figure like there's like a sense
of camaraderie. Is that a common practice?
No, I just think it's, you know, they release who voted for who.
Okay.
And
it's not a secret ballot?
No, they release it after the fact. Some guy in Peru voted for Javier Mascherano.
Okay.
What are you doing?
What is that, his cousin?
Yeah. No, what are you, owe the guy money? What are you doing?
You know? What kind of favor do you owe this guy?
Yeah, there was one vote for Nicholas Bentner. No, no one voted for him. He voted for himself if he could. But they didn't vote for each other.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how much of a controversy.
I think it just goes to show that there is some sense of arch enemy-ness, if you will.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, they are the two at the top of their game.
Yeah.
In world football. And yeah, whatever. There's going to be a little shade thrown back and forth.
For sure.
Well, it seems more like, and especially after watching them, their speeches and interviews and stuff, it seems like Ronaldo is the one that is a little bit more envious, I want to say.
I think Ronaldo gets more annoyed that he doesn't win.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's envy. He's just like, oh, I should win.
Ronaldo.
I mean, he's gorgeous.
During the interviews, he was just like arms folded. Like,
yeah.
Why am I
very
here?
Pouty. Very pouty.
I don't want to be here.
Did you see the Cribs episode? He just did it like on his own.
No, I didn't see it.
He walked around his house and he's like, this is where I sit and have dinner. And he's just like smiling and staring at the camera. He's like, I eat here. You know? It's like he's not an asshole. Like he's not a jerk.
Yeah.
But he's very much like, I think he knows how gorgeous he is and how good he is at soccer.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I work hard, and you undoubtedly
and he deserves.
I think he feels he deserves all the things that come to him.
And but that is
there's a lack of humbleness, but that doesn't make him a jerk. Is humbleness a word?
Humility is the
humility.
Word.
Humility. Mm, that's so close.
Close, yeah. But, yeah. You know, people do use
humbleosity, I believe, is what he does not have.
People do use humbleness very often.
Do they?
And now I think it's like one of those words that is going to become a word.
Yeah.
Because people use it so much.
Like, what is it? Irregular. Irregardless, I mean.
Yeah.
Irregardless has become a word, which means the same thing as regardless. Yeah. Look at us two ESL students.
We got this far. Our parents are proud of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not listening, but they're proud of us. My mother's like, ¿qué es eso? ¿Radio?
But yeah, it does seem that Messi does seem to have much more humility.
Yeah.
But, you know, Ronaldo's like, I don't know if you saw that. I think you had posted that picture of Ronaldo shaking Messi's like wife's hand.
I don't know. I think it was Neymar's girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay, okay.
I think so. I'm not sure who she is.
Yeah. So,
but it was very, very disrespectful. He was so just because he was being nice to her.
So,
but it was like, oh, that's who you are.
So the picture is of, you know, Messi's in the middle. Already great sitcom right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Done. Cut and print. Get Heisenberger back over here. Let's get Neymar in a wheelchair breathing hard. This is done.
And Ronaldo's reaching over Messi to shake hands with this gorgeous woman. Yeah.
And his head is in a way of saying, oh, hello.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
But it's more like, oh, how you doing?
And Messi's in the middle, like, just with his eyes on Ronaldo, like, yo, take it easy, man.
Real simple. Everyone keep it real, just hands. Did fingers wiggle in that handshake? Did any fingers wiggle? I think I posted online. It says like Ronaldo asked to introduce him to your girl. You remember that photo and you're like, nah, fam.
I'm good.
Nah, she's got all types of diseases, dog. You don't want to do that. Stop your career real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just
you know what? Just get out of the room.
Yeah, probably, you know, at least 200 feet.
Actually, here's a restraining order that I really I forgot to give to you, but it's from me.
So, but you know, I think in a few years when they make the Ronaldo Messi documentary,
like Keane versus Vieira.
Yeah, we're gonna find out a lot of like how they truly felt about each other and that you know the animosity that I think is.
I don't know that there's animosity. I feel like they're upset that the other person exists.
Oh yeah, yeah. They just,
you know what I mean? Like I think Cristiano Ronaldo would be happy for Messi to exist after him or before
Magic
him.
Magic versus Bird. They just happen to be in the league at the same time.
That's like if Jordan had another Jordan.
Yeah.
And for him, like if Isaiah Thomas was a little younger, maybe could have been.
It took a while for Jordan to become the king of the NBA.
But, yeah, but there was no one to compare him
to. There was no one.
Like right now, how LeBron feels when everyone's talking about Steph Curry. He's like, do you guys remember me?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
Who would you had to start a team. Who would you pick? LeBron?
Steph Curry.
Really?
Yeah, LeBron hasn't won anything on his own. Steph Curry practically carried that team.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, like Messi. Here's the thing about Messi. Without Iniesta, Messi's not getting the ball at his feet. Ronaldo can play every position. If I'm starting a team tomorrow, I'm starting with Ronaldo. All day. Messi is a luxury item.
Okay.
Messi is the Maserati you buy yourself when you divorce your wife, but you have a better lawyer, so you end up not having to pay her any money. So the money you would give her, you buy a Maserati with.
I feel like you're very prepared for your,
not at
in
all.
In case you got divorced.
First of all, what money? If I get divorced, my wife is paying me. Are you kidding me?
The palimony.
Yeah. Is that what that is?
Palimony, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. But like Cristiano Ronaldo, I don't know how to explain it. Like he's the four-door Porsche. Like you want a Porsche?
Yeah.
It's still fast. It's still a Porsche. It's still the best.
Yeah, but
you can put your kids there.
You can put your kid. You can take him to soccer
You
practice.
Need to go to the supermarket? I got you. Maserati's like, all right, we got one baguette. That's all we can fit in this thing.
You know, it's,
and don't spill any crumbs.
I guess for me, it's difficult to sort of agree just given the amount of just spectacular plays that Messi sort of constructs.
Yeah. Did you see all of the free kicks he took against, I can't remember who it was. I believe it wasn't Espanyol. No, somebody.
Just recently, right?
Yeah, recently. I think it was five.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them went in. If I'm not mistaken, three of them hit the crossbar.
Yeah, great ratio.
Like all of them were on frame is what I'm saying. All of them were on frame.
Yeah.
He didn't miss the frame
There was a statistic because I think since last week, we talked about it last week. Zidane is now the manager at Real Madrid. And people were asking him basically who's going to take the free kicks, Bale or Ronaldo? Because they put up the stats. I was watching it on ESPN FC. Ronaldo has taken, I think over the last year, he's taken 117 free kicks and made, I think, five.
Okay.
And Bale has taken, I think, like 12 and made like two.
Yeah.
So people are like,
oh, better ratio.
Insanely better ratio.
Yeah.
You might as well, if there's a free kick, just kick it out of bounds because that's what basically Ronaldo's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's giving the ball back to the other team.
Ronaldo's like, how about I tap it lightly? I don't think you understand how these things work, Ronaldo. We're trying to get it. I don't want to hurt anybody. You want to hurt somebody.
Yeah. So it puts Zidane in a weird position because he's going to have to take his best player and give him a smaller role. And people think that's going to affect Ronaldo negatively.
I think Zidane is like, I mean, he's one of those guys, and a lot like we were talking about Patrick Vieira walking into the locker room or the dressing room, if you will, mm-hmm. for NYCFC, you immediately got to respect the guy. I don't care who you are. You respect Zidane. You know, mm-hmm. he may not go down as the greatest player. A lot of people do think he is the greatest player of all time. I can tell you, I'm a massive Dennis Bergkamp fan. And to this day, the only player that I think treated the ball more like it was a part of their own body and had full ultimate control of it was probably Zidane. And he's just one of those guys that you have to, what he's done and everything he's done outside of the headbutt, there's nothing you can say about that guy. He has been nothing but class. He has been nothing but amazing on the pitch. He's the guy you respect. So if he says, Ronaldo, this ain't you, eh.
Yeah, but how's Ronaldo going to respond to that?
I mean, not well. No. You know, he's going to respond probably Ronaldo-like. He's probably going to pout. He's probably going to put a couple passive-aggressive Instagrams up.
You think to the point where he might want to leave Real Madrid?
I think he will leave Real Madrid anyway at some point. You don't stay on Real Madrid and not be a superstar. You're not. That's not the team where you live out your career.
Okay.
I mean, maybe Raul was able to a little bit, but even he moved on and played a couple years elsewhere, including the New York Cosmos, up until last year. That's not the place where you sort of see out your skills. Move back. Go. And dude, he should go back to Portugal. If anything, help that league out, man.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, go back. I think he's Sporting Lisbon is where, or Sporting Club, as they like to call it.
Where he...
where he started. I think that's where he was purchased from at the age of 17. Go back there. Help them out. Okay. You don't have to go to United. You don't have to go back to United. Go back.
Go to Miami.
Yeah, go to Miami. Yeah, there's another thing. Go to Miami. Hey, go to NYCFC. Go to Columbus. See how you like that. Yeah, it's a punishment now. Yeah, you go to Columbus.
So Messi won the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Carly Lloyd.
She won the best player in the women's category.
Women's Ballon d'Or?
Yeah.
Is it a women's Ballon d'Or or is it women's player of the year? Or are they the same thing?
I believe it's all... I think there's still the Ballon d'Or. I think for the women's, there's two. I'm sorry. Jesus.
Was that necessary? A pair?
I apologize before I finished it. That was... If you're listening, fans of the women's sport, I was only kidding.
Yeah.
But I think it's still the same. The trophy does look a little different. It's sort of like... It kind of looks like a board, like a curved board with a golden ball coming out of it.
Okay.
Versus the Ballon d'Or for the men's. It's just one big soccer ball. But it's still the same. And good for Carly Lloyd. One massive game. There's people who said, like, oh, she shouldn't have won. She only had one great game. First of all, she played really well throughout. But yeah, she had.
Why are these people saying she shouldn't have won?
Probably.
Communists?
Yeah. Fascists. These fascists. First of all, who's asking them questions? And second of all, why do they watch so much women's sports?
People are like, oh, Carly Lloyd wins the Ballon d'Or. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, Fox News. Has Obama influenced women's sports voting in Zurich? Here's the thing. She had the most epic World Cup of all time.
Very much so.
Yeah. She had the most epic 20 minutes.
Do you think it was, who was, I forgot her name, and I hate that I did, who after winning the first Women's World Cup.
Brandi Chastain.
Brandi Chastain took off her shirt in the sports bar. Do you think that goal was more iconic than the Brandi Chastain?
If she would have scored one of those goals in the last minute to win,
okay,
it would be. But come on, 20 minutes of just like American fans at some point were like, all right, stop. You know, you're making the other ones look bad here. You know, come on. She scores. I think she scored what, two goals or a hat trick, and then did the half pitch one.
Yeah, it was 16 minutes total to score those three.
Yeah, and then halfway through the match, she's like, hey, watch me kick it from here, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, were you guys even playing, or were you just like, were you guys filming a Techers video? Like, what were you doing? I mean, it's epic. It's an epic night. And she, I think, tons of skill, deserves to win. You know, played at Rutgers, if I'm not mistaken, right? Local girl. Mm-hmm. Come on. This couldn't be a little better. I think everyone except one person is excited about it. two people. Whoever said that. Whoever said that. And then, obviously, someone from her camp.
Yeah, so you had mentioned the story to me about say it again.
Yeah, someone from her camp, and I can't remember exactly who, and we should probably have looked that up. Mm-hmm. In between, but it was someone who basically intimated that Carly Lloyd should be used more as the face of women's soccer in the U.S. to help grow the sport. I think we all agree so far, until she said as opposed to a pinup girl, or what amounts to a pinup girl. Mm-hmm. Which is throwing tons of shade, covering the sun on Alex Morgan.
Yeah, the sun is setting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The sun is gone. It's like that Simpsons cartoon. The only Simpsons reference I have is where they covered the sun.
Yeah, so, Mr. Burns, he covered the sun.
That's all I got as far as Simpsons. And maybe like a Butterfinger commercial reference. But that's it. Dude, tons of shade being thrown. And if you're Alex Morgan, you didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
You didn't do nothing to deserve that.
Alex Morgan.
She was the star of the previous World Cup.
That's right. And she's also very talented and
very talented, gorgeous. You can't say anything else, right? She's a beautiful person, and she has an incredible body, right? And for so many years, all these young girls were told like, oh, don't become too athletic. You know, no one's gonna love you because you have like a more of a masculine body. And look, here we have someone with abs and muscles like Allie Krieger, however you pronounce
Krieger.
It. Krieger, whatever. It's all the same, right? As opposed, unless she's listening, then I'm sorry. But like all these people, they're showing that it's still beautiful, you know. And I think Ronda Rousey is teasing that she's the next painted bikini girl for the next Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. You know, they paint the body paint part.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey is going to be in it. Here's someone who fights for a living, you know,
exactly.
You know, and people saying that's not beautiful. I think that still holds its own weight as far as what good that's doing for the community or for the women in sport community. But yeah, I mean, look, they should be using Carly Lloyd more. Doesn't mean you can't. Like every prepubescent boy right now is like, are they going to take our Alex Morgan away? No. They could still use Alex Morgan. She could still get covers of magazines, but Carly Lloyd should be getting some Wheaties boxes.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I don't like the sort of double standard that is set, because whenever men use their, especially male footballers, to use their sex appeal to gain marketing to grow the league and grow its popularity, but now there's this thing like, oh yeah, with women doing it, like the idea is like, I don't like this
it's like a little slut shaming
yeah, campaign,
which I hate saying that because I don't necessarily agree with the idea of shaming. I think it sounds antiquated more than I agree that it's shaming. I think it sounds like you're reversed in your thinking. Putting a female soccer player nude, nearly nude, in a bikini, however, in a sensual or sexual pose on a magazine cover, doesn't necessarily grow something, but not the sport. it does something, right? But it does give more exposure to the athlete themselves, which makes them more money, which in the sport of soccer in the U.S., that's a damn good thing, because these guys aren't getting paid a lot of money, mm-hmm. unless you're Pirlo or one of those guys. You know, they're not going to, in women's soccer, they're not going to pay anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So that helps them, which is awesome. And two, it does give a bit more exposure to the sport itself, but it's not like, oh, you know, there's not a bunch of guys around at a deli right now going, hey, maybe we should watch women's sports because, hey, look at that magazine over there. I think I see some nipple. That's not what's happening.
No one's going to be drawn to the sport because they find the athlete sexy.
Yeah, do you really want a bunch of guys from a construction yard watching 90 minutes of soccer going, when do they get in the bikinis? You know, that's not what you want. Well, that's not helping.
Yeah, you could make the argument like women don't watch men's sports because they find the
I mean, maybe some like maybe straight females who don't care about the sport are like, oh, I know this guy. My wife watches sometimes the sport because she knows the storyline of like the wife is cheating and, you know, all like the mediatakeout.com stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe like, oh, he looks great, or like blah, blah, blah. Or like, or, you know, there's my friend's wives are like, oh, that guy's got a great ass. Oh, I know that guy. And I'm like, all right. So you know them for different reasons.
You know, but they're not like, hey, honey, I can't miss the wild card game.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah. What are the Houston Dash of the women's National Women's Soccer League doing?
Yeah. That's
Houston
not.
Houston Gash. Now that would be. send your emails to
we're the problem. That's what,
I like how we dip our toes in defending it and then we create the problem. And by we, I just totally threw you in
there. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well. This ship is going down together. Oh my god!
My mind couldn't have not said it, so I had to say it. Look, once again, I'm on everyone's side here.
I support any athlete who chooses to market themselves in any way. ESPN has the body issues.
Right, it's all body conscious.
Yes,
right? Body positive.
Serena Williams sort of gets the same criticism.
Yeah,
you know, she has a great body, muscular, strong woman.
Yeah,
but it's an important sort of perspective to show that women don't sort of have to be just 90 pounds and whatever.
These or look like Nicki Minaj or something. Yeah, you could,
exactly.
You could be.
I mean, if every woman looked like Nicki Minaj, I'd support it.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be no room on the subway to sit. It'd just be the most annoying thing. What is it? What is going on here?
There are three people on the whole row.
Yeah, on the entire row.
This is
woman spreading. This is a new.
This is, you know, can Gothamist do an article on this? This is getting out of hand.
I mean, if I fall, I'll be fine. I'm going to bounce off of everyone here and we'll be fine. I mean, that's, thank God, no, not everyone looks like Nicki Minaj. Plastic surgeons around the country, I'm like, come on, everyone. Come on, want this body. I mean, look, I think body conscious, body positive, right? You want to be body positive. I think, you know, I think ESPN did a great job of putting I think the Olympic athlete on the front who has, you know, she's not the thinnest person. So they were like, oh, this is still beautiful. And I think she still looked beautiful. And that's something positive for everyone to see, men and women, young girls, especially young boys, especially, to be like, all right, don't treat someone like garbage just because they don't fit. You know, they don't have Molly Cyrus's body or whatever it is, you know, people are into. So I think that's all positive. And I don't think it shouldn't deter people from using Carly Lloyd to market the sport, that Alex Morgan is maybe considered more beautiful or maybe considered more, magazine coverable, I guess, is, I don't know how to put it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just because she's pretty, you don't have to just use one player, you know? There's not just one spot. Put more people
and
on the cover.
There's tons of sponsors, you know, that from, it sort of seems like the people in Carly Lloyd's camp are jealous.
A little jelly.
They're like, oh, you know, she's not getting the money, sort of the sponsorship deals that she would have sort of expected.
Right.
After having such a great showing at the World Cup.
And you know what? It is true, man. If she was put on more magazine covers, maybe more people would come out to see her because she's more of a draw, right? Maybe more of those fans would pay more to see the Houston Dash games versus the Orlando Pride, which is where I believe Alex Morgan is playing now. So, you know, there is that to some degree, there's like, you know, like the Beckham rule. Like, Beckham was so popular, he filled out Giant Stadium on his own, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and we know when it comes to sort of this complaint about marketing and you know, where anyone should be, no one can explain what draws people to other people. You know, like,
right. Like, I have to stop people all the time and be like, stop taking photos. Right? I'm not doing any more autographs. I'm here to get a sandwich like everyone else.
Very exactly. You know? So, you know,
and Christian's just standing there like Carly Lloyd, like, well, who's the new one care about me?
It's childish to sort of make that complaint. Like, why am I not more popular? Like, look, you are already adored by millions of people.
Is
that not enough? Yeah. Like, how much? Money. I mean, and that's really sort of what it seems like the complaint is. It's like, oh, I should be making more money from my name and my likeness and all this stuff. And that's, to me, a little, like, sort of not the, you know, that's not the humility we sort of look for in our athletes.
No, but also, like, yo, go get your money. Like, I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah.
Yo, and better off you not saying it. Like, if in her speech, thank you so much for letting me win this Ballon d'Or and voting for me. And by the way, use me more than a little slut over there. Like, thank God she didn't say that. And someone from her camp, it may be what Carly thinks. It may not. That. But at least, you know, look, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Right? Probably not for the most positive reason. And during our break, we're going to have one of our friends, you know, who follows and covers the women's sport, Evan Davis, very funny, on Twitter, at Professor Dobbles. Check him out. He's actually going down to Baltimore to cover the Super Draft and that. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. But during our break, you'll see his perspective. Maybe he agrees with us. Maybe he doesn't. And then, you know, we'll go from there. Sound good?
It sounds great.
All right. Caught you mid-sip. We'll be right back, guys.
Hi, this is Evan Davis with yet another Cooligans Women's Soccer Update. Carly Lloyd may be the FIFA Women's World Player of the Year this year, but some people think maybe it should have come a little bit sooner. Lloyd's longtime trainer, James Galanis, recently spoke to Fox Soccer saying that U.S. Soccer wants to market the sport by selling the Anna Kournikova of soccer to young kids. Galanis went on to say that U.S. Soccer has missed out by not using Carly to market to kids. You don't need to be a pinup girl to promote the game, said Galanis. Is he taking a direct shot at Alex Morgan? I'd like to think so.
Yeah, all right. Man, we are talking so much. So much has been happening with MLS. Really, really big news. LAFC already in the league. We were just sort of waiting for the badge, the logo, the crest, if you will, to be drawn. And as soon as I saw it, I dry heaved.
You really didn't like it.
I am still not a fan. I'm starting to like it a little more, but boy do I hate it. First of all, an A with wings, the least original. They're the LA. They're the Los Angeles Football Club of Anaheim. That was the last team to have an A with wings on it. You're not that special.
Not super original, but you know what? I will say I do.
It's
like
the same guy who designed the NYCFC logo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Did he have like a traumatic brain injury?
I think he's just a much bigger fan of NYCFC. He's like, let me give these guys a real bum.
Yeah, the NYCFC
logo
has a bit more color. Feels like it's a bit more sort of fun.
You know what? The color's the one thing I like about it. The black and gold is kind of dope.
I'll agree with that. I do like the black and gold.
And it does have that Art Deco-y appeal, which to me, Art Deco says Miami. Maybe that's just me, but Art Deco, I get it. You know, the LA standing alone, there's not a lot of, I don't know, I'm not that big of a traditionalist, but okay. If you're going to go with an FC name, if you're going to go with football club in a country that calls it soccer, that's kind of a traditional name. You should probably go with more of a traditional crest look.
Sure.
I mean, am I off here? I don't want to. I don't want to sit here and sound like I'm just being a jerk about it.
It feels a little minimalist. That's sort of my issue.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Like, I like minimalist.
No, but this is.
Comes out that I like the logo after we say everything. I'm like, I don't know. I got to be honest. I really like this.
I really love it. You know what? I think I'm gonna buy season tickets.
Yeah, yeah. I'm done. I'm done with NYCFC.
Yeah, I don't. I'm kind of indifferent, but I do like the. I like the color. I'll say that. But what's more exciting, I think, than just than the logo, is the ownership group, which is like a lot of LA based. There's a couple people. NBA,
Magic Johnson,
NBA people.
Yeah, Magic Johnson's involved. I can't remember who else.
But Will Ferrell was.
Will Ferrell is one of them.
In the sort of when they unveiled the crest, Will Ferrell was.
First thing he said was, "This is not a joke."
This is not a joke. Yeah.
Yeah, because we were all thinking, "What the hell?
What kind of bit is this?"
Yeah, here we go. He's gonna come out in skates.
Yeah.
You know, and no, he's a part owner. By the way, he used to be a Chelsea fan.
Okay.
Yes. Which I'm sure maybe he still is. Sure. But
he can't be as sort of outwardly a Chelsea fan anymore.
Yeah, like if Chelsea played LAFC, you got to go LAFC.
Which is now we know is definitely going to happen. Why would it happen during the next, during their preseason? Why wouldn't it happen?
Why would it happen?
Because Will Ferrell's going to do everything he can to try to get Chelsea.
Yeah, but I don't think that matters for Chelsea. I think Chelsea's bigger than Will.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't think so? You saw Elf. Come on.
A lot of influence.
Stock is down. Stock is down.
Old school? Come on.
Old school, that stock is back up.
Yeah.
You just reminded me of old school.
Come on.
Stock is going back up as we speak.
One could argue Will Ferrell is a stronger global brand than Chelsea.
I think you're off on that.
Somebody could argue that. I don't know if I'm arguing.
Yeah, I don't know if you're, but you may not be the person.
Somebody could.
So we're saying Will Ferrell is the Chelsea of celebrities. I wonder who would be the Everton.
Who would be the Everton?
Arsenal would have to be someone, you know, like very. It would probably have to be French. Right,
Marion Cotillard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, maybe not a woman, right? Like, let's. Like, I'm thinking guys, because Will Ferrell.
Who do we have? Who's a French?
I don't know. I'm thinking for some reason my brain's going Adrian Brody right now. Not a French guy.
Who? Kirby.
The guy from The Artist.
The guy from The Artist.
Is he really
French?
Helping us out here, Kirby?
Oh yeah, I guess he's
by French. Throwing out a puzzle. We don't know.
I forgot his name, but he won an Oscar.
Did he?
Yeah. Best
and nothing since.
Is it the guy from this is the guy with the curly hair who walked on top of the chairs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't want him. That's the Arsenal guy.
Who? Everton? I don't know. Denzel Washington,
yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
The goddamn greatest actors
really?
On the face of the earth.
You're like, Everton? I don't know. Who wrote Citizen Kane?
Yeah, maybe.
Really? Okay. Well, let's not do this game anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Because someone's cheating. But I think Will Ferrell being a member of the ownership group, that is going to add a ton of exposure. Man. He's wearing the hats everywhere, mm-hmm. which I will say, the shirt that says Golasso, where the LA in Golasso is the LA from LAFC's badge or mm-hmm. crest, whatever you want to call it, absolutely awesome. And the hat, too. Hat looks dope. I'm not a huge fan of the logo. I think they could have done a little better with it. But I will say the way they're using it, their marketing is already dope. That's going to be a hit. People are going to be wearing that hat without even knowing it stands for the soccer team. So it's only going to add.
It's going to replace the Dodger hat.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Without a doubt. I mean, look, it's not blue or red, so the Bloods or Crips aren't going to get involved. I think you got enough of that with the Dodgers, right? You got enough of that with Kansas City Chiefs and uh-huh. the Cincinnati Reds. But I'm saying LAFC, you've done a great job of merchandising that logo.
Yeah, they already get, they got it. They're off to a good start from the marketing perspective. They have no players.
Yeah,
they,
none whatsoever. But right now, Will Ferrell is the best player on that team.
But it's gonna be, you know, my the thing that's cool to me is that look, they're just like we are. LAFC is merging comedy and soccer.
Oh yeah. You know, and it's a concept that's brand spanking new.
Yeah.
Speaking of spanking.
great.
Not bad, huh? Yeah, it's not
MF
bad.
MF and Segway.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself. And I hope that clears up any arguments we may have had about the first segment if you're emailing us currently, posting your blog post on Jezebel.com. So Peter Novak, a manager, kind of one of these tough guys, slick back hair, kind of, you know, didn't play a lot of games, you know, one of those guys. He was the manager of the Philadelphia Union.
For a couple of years, I think from, I think he left in, I think, 2012 or 2013.
Yeah, he's been around the, I mean, I've not known him. I only knew him because of that. But after learning of him, he sort of realized he's been around U.S. soccer for quite a bit.
Okay.
You know, kind of an influential guy. He's one of those, like, tough coaches that's going to sit there and be like, you know, we don't play games, and you go out there if you're injured, you fight through the pain.
Yeah.
It turns out that the injuries may not have been ankle or knee or ligaments. He was straight spanking players.
Yeah. And, you know, if,
thwack.
If, you know, 50 Shades of Grey was out, maybe this would have been, you would have thought like, at the time, like, oh, yeah, this is what people are into.
Oh, so he's allowing them to explore themselves sexually during the game.
He wants, you know, maybe the players want to be submissive.
It's maybe secretly that's what they're into. They're just afraid to admit it.
But no, it turned out. So Peter Novak was involved in a lawsuit with the Philadelphia Union.
So he's suing. Actually, he just lost.
So all this news came out because all the reports.
He was suing the union for wrongful termination. And the union were like, oh, yeah? Well, here's why we terminated you.
Exactly.
And then listed a very, very large, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was 120-page docket of all the things he's done. I mean, he spanked players so much that he had to have assistants bring him a bucket of ice to put his hand in.
Because, I mean,
I'm not making that up.
No, no. It's very rational, you know. When you look, after a long night of spanking.
Yeah.
I like to.
And haven't we all been there?
I like to first put my hands in buckets of ice cold water.
Yes.
Then I proceed to get cocoa butter across my hands to heal them.
Yeah, because... of course. And the smell's not that bad. Okay.
And it's a pleasant.
What I love about this is, you know how like athletes dip their entire body into cold ice baths at the end of the day? Because that's the part they use the most, right? Their legs or maybe their back. That's the part, he's an athlete as well. That's the part he used the most. He excelled
He tore a rotator cuff.
Very painful. I suggest you guys respect him.
You're out for like 3 to 6 months.
Yeah. How could he coach? How could he coach?
He needs the rehab necessary.
Yeah.
To get back on the pitch.
Right? That's what he needs. He needs to get back out there and start spanking. You know, maybe, and let me ask you a question. Did the Philadelphia Union win during that time? Yeah. I mean, no, but yeah. Let's say yeah for the purpose of this conversation.
So we know it definitively was not helpful the team.
No. I mean, it might. Here's the thing. At this time period that they're talking about, the average MLS player is probably making a little less than $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a little less than $100,000 and you're going to work. And you're getting spanked. That's not a lot of fun.
Yeah, you don't. When your wife is like, "Honey, how was work today?" Nothing happened, baby.
Yeah. Why don't you sit here and talk to me? I can't. Stop asking about it.
So I mean, this is absurd.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, this is a ridiculous story.
These are adults.
The idea that a coach or any adult could think that the way to motivate their players is by, I mean, let's just be serious. He was striking them, violently striking them.
Just because it was on their buttocks.
And it's humiliating. And it's
super humiliating.
Totally, totally unnecessary.
So how did it start? What was the first time he spanked someone and was like, hey, that seemed to have worked?
Well, you know, it seemed like, I don't know if you saw 50 Shades of Grey. I did not see it. We all know Christian Grey. He was a submissive. There was an older woman and he was the submissive for her. So she did all the spanking towards him. And then
what, did you help write this movie? I didn't know that.
So then he became, you know, the roles were reversed, and now he wanted to be the dominant. And so,
so you think someone spanked Peter Novak?
You know, he could have been in his, you know, like little soccer league, and he could have had a coach that was a little bit aggressive and motivated to try to motivate the team. And now he's just, you know, he's bringing that into his adult.
Well, I'm going
to
let you carry coach. That fantasy out in your head. I don't know what is not happening fantasy. Anymore.
It's a sad reality
that he had to hide it. Like, we should be a little bit further along as a society in allowing spanking.
But obviously, completely uncalled.
You want to hear something crazy about this whole thing?
What?
He was
trying, I feel like we've heard
no, it's
pretty
even
crazy
crazier. He tried to position himself. He tried to sort of lobby for himself to become the men's national team coach.
Mm.
The United States.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine if it came out that the head coach...
The amount of ice needed.
Oh, I mean,
after
I mean, just for Jermaine Jones. I mean, just for Jermaine Jones.
Would be constantly misbehaving.
I mean, constantly. I mean, get back over here, Jermaine. Over my knee. We talk about this all the time. You and the red cards. You got a red booty. Every time you get a red card, you get a red butt cheek.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would have been bad.
Poor Jermaine Jones. you're like Timmy Chandler, who's like coming in from Germany. He's like, wait, what are y'all doing? What is this? I'm not like this.
Or, you know, Germany tends to be very aggressive.
Yeah, or maybe mix this group plays a little better. Spank him, his hair tussles a little bit.
A little hair
Could
pulling.
You imagine? He's like, why don't you give a little tug? Give a little tug back there. I think I'm not listening just yet.
I honestly think we're turning a few people on.
Yeah,
I think so. They're gonna be like, I didn't mean to get a boner on the subway listening to a soccer podcast.
I've seen a few winks from Kirby this whole time. I'm not gonna lie to you. Here's what I'm saying. If that would have come out that the men's national team coach was spanking his players, we'd be right back to where we were pre 1990.
No, it would be pre, you know, 1940. I mean, it would have been World War III. They would have attacked Jurgen. If it was Jurgen doing that.
Oh, my God.
It would have been like another, we would have attacked all our enemies in Germany again. Japan, we would attack acts of evil. Just all over.
Obama comes out like, we got to fight somebody now.
This is uncalled for.
They're calling us a bitch. Now we got to swing on somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody that, you know, is doing that doesn't have a place in a lot of places, including men's national team soccer.
They should not be employed.
No, they should not be employed. And I can't imagine. I mean, look, this guy should be a correspondent, you know, because everyone's like, you got to get out there and you got to hit him on the ass. And like, Peter, no.
It's that Bobby Knight mentality.
I mean, absolutely.
A lot of coaches sort of.
Which I'm very pro that type of coach. But there is a way where you, like, you
There's
know,
a
you
line.
Don't, you don't choke a player like Bobby Knight did. You don't send goons in like the dude from Georgetown, like the Hoyas coach there. I can't remember his name. And you don't spank your players. But if you want to be tough on your players, if you think that's what's going to get them to break out of that shell and play harder and break through that wall, then go for it.
It's absurd that you were listing the things coaches shouldn't do. The idea that spanking them is like one of the things you may have to mention is ludicrous.
Not necessary to be said.
Yeah,
right?
we should just know that.
It's like teachers, don't sleep with the students. Seems like something you probably don't have to say. And now probably needs to be mentioned at least a few times a year.
Exactly.
Look, someone who maybe should have been spanked when they were at New York City Football Club. Ned Grabovoy, very good player. He's been in the league for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Did not fit with us. So he had that one great game.
That brace that he gave us.
Yeah, where all of us were like, oh my God, have we been wrong about him? And then he